the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here.
It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Who's mud now?
Kara.
Oh, have you ever seen pictures of chug dogs?
Mickey.
Pee on yourself.
And Lazy E.
You got me so bad, I'm getting smart.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
A one, a two, a skiddly diddly do. Welcome to the garbage train.
No, a freak accident.
That's right, that's what it is. Yeah. We've been called a garbage train before, though.
By who?
Me, just now, 5 seconds ago. Welcome to the show. We are thrilled that you're here. I look like crap, I feel like crap. My name is Crisco, and I am joined by my two compatriots, my brother and sister in arms, the dynamic trio, if you will. With that Lazy E.
I had the best weekend of my life.
Okay. I know what part of it was.
That's it.
And Mickey's over there.
I am here.
What was your weekend like?
Pavers.
So top five of your life?
No.
It's up to... Oh, damn.
No, right. It's terrible.
I was hoping maybe she would have, you know, she'd be able to commiserate with you at least to a certain degree.
Well, absolutely not.
Pavers. That's just one word. That's all you get.
Pavers.
Yeah. But welcome. Welcome, listener. We are thrilled that you chose to download this episode. It is a good episode. I'm saying that, and we've only just gotten started. I have no clue if it will actually be good, but I'm confident.
I like that.
Yeah, right. You got to think positive, right?
Think where you want to be, not where you are.
The grave.
No, I meant the more immediate.
The grave. So, no, people keep telling me to think positive. I'll try. I'm doing my best. So,
try harder.
Try harder?
Yes.
Okay. It's not working. Out my ass.
That's what you get.
Yeah. I'm like coming off of, I don't know, whatever, like the workout
core training
is, of a weekend bender, or I've just been bending my body into all sorts of ridiculous contortions and lifting really heavy. And
some people call this an orgy.
What?
I mean, there's a lot of lifting that probably happens in orgies, I would assume. You know,
and twisting.
You're making my brain hurt.
Lifting, twisting, bending, squatting.
We can't start like this.
It's already happened. Look, there it goes. It's already in the past. You can't change it. And it's on the internet, so it's forever.
Great.
Too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Our website is, it exists, and it's called freakaccident.com.
Are you sure?
It's called that. It also is that. The letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@freakaccident.com. So, good show. Good. It will be good. And maybe not as good as Lazy E's weekend.
Oh, my God.
But it'll be good.
I got to go, Saturday I watched WrestleMania from home.
Uh-huh.
Sunday I actually got to go. That's the first WrestleMania I went to since the last time they were in Philadelphia 25 years ago.
Wow.
So, it was WrestleMania 40.
Wait, so you were there 25 years ago?
Yeah, WrestleMania 15.
So how old would you have been then?
Like, 25 years ago.
I'm trying to do the math.
15.
You're what, 41? Okay. All right. I would have got there eventually.
Yeah.
I'm slow on the uptake. Leave me alone.
So, it was just, the seats I had were incredible.
Dude, that's what I couldn't believe, like, when you showed me those pictures.
Yeah, I was 12 rows back from the ring.
And he was on hard cam side, so, like, that's the side that they always face.
Oh, no. I was on the hard cam side, meaning I was where the cameras were.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so...
But that's the direction that everybody faces.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's they're performing not just for the live crowd, but for the people at home.
Yeah.
So you were the basically, like, in the person watching at home position, but
it
you were
perfect.
Actually there.
Yeah.
How did you score those?
That's the beauty of working in radio.
Ah.
There it is.
Very, very good.
I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, I was going to say, those were pricey.
And I bumped into the guy from Good Morning Football, the host from Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, which was really awesome. One of my favorite shows. So I got to talk to him for a little bit.
Was he friendly? Was he cool?
Oh, he was really cool. He was there with his kid, so it was really quick interaction.
Yeah,
I said,
hey,
do you mind if I get a picture with you quick? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. The GM from the Eagles was there.
I mean, it's their stadium, so yeah. You freaking better be there.
Yeah, he was there. I saw Tyler Breeze, wrestler.
Right.
He was walking. He walked out of the porta potty that was right near us. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
When The Undertaker came out, he went right by us.
Right.
Jake Paul was right by us. It was insane.
He was practically in the ring.
Sounds like
Lazy,
it.
Lazy E is the third man.
I'll show Mickey the picture.
That was awesome. And so you were there for night two, but that was like the night when like all
well,
the cool
stuff happened.
That's where
I wanted to be there for the story to end. Yeah. I wanted to see the end of a 3-year title reign.
Right.
You know, the longest one in my lifetime.
Yeah, the longest one in contemporary history.
That's how close I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
There.
He was right up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And
Cody could have reached out and touched him if you wanted to.
There's Jake Paul walking by us. My friend Joe gave him a dap.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He dapped him. And there's the guy from Good Morning Football.
Adorable.
Nice.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was like well-reviewed show, too. Like, everybody seemed to enjoy
it. Well, it was just, when they said it was one of the best WrestleManias they've ever done, it was truly that. I mean, especially the second night, everything just... And then how about our local band, Motionless and White, getting some play?
Oh, yeah.
They got to play Rhea Ripley's song
live. I saw that.
And also, I had the biggest pizza. Pete of pizza.
He's still not saying it right.
Pizza of pizza I've ever had. Here it is next to my hand.
Oh, my God.
That's like a whole pizza. It's a pizza slice.
It's a third of your torso in size.
It's great. When you go to Xfinity Live, which is right near the stadium, the place that sells the pizza just says, "We just sell slices of pizza."
Cool.
That's it. And it was awesome.
Well, it's like Angelo's around here. Like the Holy Father of pizza, as I call them. They only sell pizza. That's it. They don't do anything.
No. He says slices.
Yeah, they only sell slices.
Oh, they don't sell pies?
No. Oh. You get that big slice.
I mean, hey, listen, if it works, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Angelo's doesn't only sell slices, mm-hmm. but they do only do pizza.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else. You can't go in there and ask for a breadstick or a chicken wing. They don't care. They're going to give you pizza.
Yep.
It's the best pizza you'll ever eat.
Nope.
But it's only pizza.
But sure.
It is. What? There's better pizza in Boston.
No, definitely not. But I don't like pizza, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't like pizza?
We've had this conversation a million times.
Do you not like anything good?
Dog, you know what, though? I literally listened to a past episode, like, a week or two ago where we had this exact conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was, like, the fifth time we had it.
Well,
because
we should
be mad.
It's so much
fun that it blows your mind
every
time.
We need to be mad.
No, we're mad every time. And it's, like, one of those psychological tricks when your brain represses those memories.
Well, yeah,
because
you don't want to believe someone doesn't like good.
Yeah, it's triggering. It's triggering. Triggering to know that we continue to associate with a maniac like this.
I don't like pizza. It's everything good in life, but I don't want it.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd.
Do you like burgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second best food in the world. So
I'll forget this. Next time you say it, I'm going to get mad again.
Bacon burgers are better, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a burger.
It is.
You just got to pack more meat on it.
Yes.
You get some pulled pork bacon and a burger on a burger. It's just like a barbecue burger. Like, yeah, just give me that.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, and some cheddar.
And some macaroni and cheese on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little heart attack in a sandwich.
That's all you need.
And then a slice of pizza.
You just ruined it.
There's only a slice of pizza on a burger. Man, you just unlocked, I think, the gates of heaven.
I know. That's the meaning of life right there.
Yeah. And it's been... I hate to break it to you. You're listening to this. You're like, man, that is a good idea. We already patented it.
Yeah.
It's already done. Okay. It's been eaten by a snake, and that snake has been dropped out of a plane, landed in a volcano, and his soul has ascended to Valhalla, where he awaits alongside Odin with our patent right. That's how it works.
It's called a purger.
Yeah.
Or Biza.
Or a Biza. Yeah. A Bizerger.
Now my brain hurts.
Or a Bariza.
Ooh, a Bariza I like.
Yeah.
It's like a barista.
We're doing it.
But it causes you to get fat.
I dabble on the grill in the summertime. I do a lot of weird stuff sometimes.
We know. You're supposed to make us steaks, like, I don't know, for the past 8 years.
Yeah, well, we haven't done high stakes, low standards in a while, have we?
In a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think we've done it.
Someone's burning down your house.
Nurse is cooking downstairs. So that's what
happens. Awesome.
She sets the kitchen on fire. I set the outdoors on fire. Both of us, work with the flame. I've done some really interesting burgers in the past. I'm going to have to try that one. I'm going to try to make that burger.
Okay.
Bariza.
The Bariza, yeah. Yeah, I'll have you over to test it.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah. Yeah. You get the first one. How about that?
That way, if it's terrible, you can tell them.
If it goes wrong.
It can't be terrible.
Yeah, it's mixing all the best.
A burger and a pizza?
If you could somehow fit an orgasm in there, it would just be the greatest thing of all
time. Don't worry. That'll happen.
So why don't you just do two slices of pizza with the burger and everything in between?
It's getting better.
It is. The idea just keeps getting better.
Yeah. It's like
let's deep fry it.
Right, yeah. Like right now, like it's like that meme with like the brain, and then the brain is like shooting light out of it, and at the end it's like the person, you know, ascending to another plane. Like that's where we're headed now.
Yeah.
That idea right there is why we keep you around.
Oh. Okay.
Listener, you're in 2024, we're in 2060, baby.
My scoliosis. That's awesome though. I'm glad you had a really good weekend.
It was I'm starting to get scared that there won't be another WrestleMania. After that one.
Why?
I'm not even joking. They said it was the greatest of all time.
Uh-huh.
They haven't announced the next one yet, which is really odd. I don't know if do they kill it like Vince McMahon? Wipe him from the face of the universe?
I don't know.
I know nothing.
I wonder if that whole thing doesn't have something to do with it, that situation with him. Like they might, because I remember reading... it might have been Sports Illustrated did like an interview with somebody who said like that they had no problem literally clearing house completely and starting over rather than leaving any residual stink of McMahon anywhere on the freaking product.
Fair enough.
So like that's the thing, like maybe, you know, you hate to think about that, but like if this maybe this was like the last big hurrah, and it's like they're just gonna, over the next couple months, they're just gonna clean everybody out and, you know, relaunch the product as a whatever, an exclusive,
which was
TKO
weird because they said that they were going to clean house, but who came out on night two? Stephanie McMahon.
Did she?
Yeah, she introduced night two.
Huh. Interesting.
I understand none of it.
I don't get it either.
Okay.
There's going to be more stuff coming out, though, with these lawsuits, and it's not going to be...
Oh, good. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Anywho, I had my second visit to the chiropractor on Monday.
Woohoo!
I talked about this on the show last week, and man... he got so much more out of me this time. It was insane. Like the one thing he did, even he was like, ooh. I felt that from the top of my head down to the heel of my foot. It cracked my whole effing body. And he goes, ooh. And I'm like, oh. And he goes, yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm like, that's, yeah. Whew. Man, did that feel great. Yeah, highly recommend that to anybody. Have you ever been?
Nope, won't do it.
Oh, yeah,
I don't like cracking of knuckles.
He hates the
cracks. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing for
him. I'd need to wear, like, muffled earphones.
I think that would make it worse, because then you'd hear inside, you know, like when you close.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so... For a split second, I thought I'd actually died. I had thought that he killed me, but it was like, no, it was just the release of a lot of tension.
Yeah.
in my entire back.
Listen, I'm just not doing that.
Nope. And he got this one spot right in the middle, the spot that's been, I said, like, I needed somebody to take, like, a sledgehammer to. He got that spot, and I was just like, oh, I can breathe. oh, my lungs. There they are. So I had a pretty decent decent start to my week, too. I mean, it wasn't WrestleMania.
No,
but,
it was not.
You know, I got shown God's face, so it's fine. It's basically
that's
the
true.
Same. And Mickey was putting pavers in her yard.
Yep.
That's, wow. You know.
We all had a great weekend.
We're living high. We're living high. We got a great show, though. I've said that before, and I'll keep saying it until it's true. The most overrated tourist attractions in America is going to be the first thing we talk about.
My favorite subject.
Yeah. Mickey has one. She mentioned on the show last week that she has one that she wants to include in the list if it's not on there already.
All right. Well, we'll see.
We have a new trend, online gift registries. You know, people get those things for weddings.
Mostly weddings.
Yeah, graduations.
Baby
maybe.
Showers.
Sure. This is for something else.
It's very odd.
I mean, it's about time, frankly, because, like, this is something that really everybody seems to go through these days, so might as well just celebrate it. Why not?
Okay.
Make a holiday out of it. We have a listener active segment, which is... a question, your non-dominant hand is replaced by a robotic hand. What gadget do you include?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
We'll give our
that.
Answers, and we'll give a couple that we found. And then we have 10 great insults that don't sound offensive.
I'm going to use all of them at work.
Do it. Oh, that's great.
You got to record it.
I'll record it and we'll document what happens. We'll document the people's reactions. I love this idea.
There he goes, breaking things.
We're good. We're good.
I thought you literally just broke the iPad in half.
No, no. I had like a spasm in my arm. We're good.
He's just like,
we're okay.
Uh-huh.
Everything's okay.
They broke like a steel chair. Anyway, yeah, so all that on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
That is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Yeah, Parlor are the manufacturers of the highest quality craft soda that you will ever gulp down. Guaranteed. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a whole lifestyle. They are edgy. They are experimental. And they feed off of nostalgia. It's got like an old school feel to it. And they got something for everybody. Three unicious and Danish flavors available now. Root beer, Burt's beer, and butterscotch root beer.
If you're looking to get Danish, let me tell you, the summertime is coming and there's nothing like sitting outside with an ice cold Parlor root beer, birch beer, or butterscotch root beer, and soon to come, the diet root beer that you've been asking, you've been pleading for. You can still pre-order it at drinkparlor.com.
So you got to stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages. Drink more freaking root beer.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant. Coming on.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into that time of the year when people start taking vacations.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't mention the eclipse at all. Did anybody see it?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
It looked like Pac-Man.
I saw it briefly through the clouds. And then, like, a big gray cloud came in and it just...
Also super overrated.
It's not overrated. It's an astronomical event.
Although I will say the people on the Weather Channel that were watching it that were crying, all I said when I saw that was, nerds! Nerds!
It's funny. I know multiple people who like actually drove out to the path of totality.
Oh, I know a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm jealous. I don't know where you guys are getting this time off
I
from.
Know.
But where
and money.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to spread some of that love around. Anyway, so we got... This is if you're planning on taking a trip this year, maybe avoid these places.
All right.
Because according to this new research study that was done by Study Finds, these are the top five most overrated tourist attractions in America.
Specifically.
We got it. We'll rewind and reset.
In the United States. All so right. If you're traveling within the U.S., these are the top five to maybe... just skip.
Avoid.
Yeah, maybe just skip it. Maybe just skip it. Because otherwise you might be wasting a lot of time, a lot of money. You don't want to do that.
And not enjoy yourself.
Yeah, everything's expensive these days and, you know, who wants to be Mickey? You want to enjoy yourself. You want to live life on a good note. So, you know, you want to, and this is the top, well, interestingly, the top knot is interesting. So we'll start at five and work our way up.
Okay.
Number five is Lombard Street in San Francisco. Have you been out there?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you seen this thing?
Yes.
E?
I was in San Francisco. I don't know. Read more about it because maybe I have been.
Sure. So Lombard Street is that really steep hill that
yes,
like, winds
have,
back and
I
forth.
I have been there.
Yeah, like people do try to drive it, which is insane
Stupid.
To me.
I would never.
Yeah.
I saw it and it made me sick thinking of driving on that.
I'd be nervous to walk down it, frankly.
Yeah.
And you got people in cars going down it. There's always a long line of cars waiting to go down because it's like, I guess it's a tourist trap
of
sort of thing.
Of course it is.
It's like out in California, that one tree in the redwood forest where you can drive underneath it.
Yeah.
It's
everybody like, wants to drive underneath it.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you're on it, though, you realize you just waited in traffic to wait in more traffic.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's cool to see, but it's just kind of, okay.
Yeah.
Saw it. Next.
It's also like, why did you design this way? This is stupid.
This reason, for tourists.
Yeah, this should look like every other street in this city, which is just an extremely steep hill.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be. I don't know why you went out of your way on this. But that's, yeah, I've never actually been to San Fran, but I, as soon as it mentioned, like, I knew exactly what they were talking
about.
Yeah,
Murderer wants to go to the Alcatraz tour.
Okay.
And I'm, like, dreading it. And, I mean, both of us have been out to California before, so he's aware of how terrible traffic is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even, you can't imagine a traffic like that exists in California. It's just not.
Yeah, no.
It's out of this world. It's literally, it's.
California is its own world.
Well, yeah. And
that's it.
Probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go there. So number four is Times Square.
Shocker.
I don't know if that's a huge time waster. Maybe now, but when they had all like the FAO Schwartz and everything like that, I thought it was cool. Like, I went the first time I was in high school, and really I was never in New York City before, so it was neat seeing all these stores in such a close capacity.
Like, it, yeah, in that sense, yes. I think this is more like where I'm gonna go when I put, if mine's not on the list, the time that you go. Like, you well, know, you yeah. don't want to go for New Year's if you don't like massive crowds of people and no place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and, like, and you're freezing.
That is just nonsense. Yeah. Like,
I went right before Christmas and it wasn't as bad as I anticipated. I took a bus trip, so that also helped. I thought it was cool to see the tree. I still think it's a cool vibe when you're in New York City, still seeing all those stores. There's significantly less than there was when
there
I was
are,
in high
yeah.
school. And there's not the cool ones and the iconic ones anymore. But there's some neat food places, especially when you, well, that's escaping Times Square, so
right.
not really.
Yeah. Yeah, Times Square is just like, it says here, it may be fun the first time because it's like you've seen it in movies and everything else, but New Yorkers do their best to avoid it just because it's always so crowded.
Absolutely.
And they actually, I don't even think traffic moves through it anymore.
It does. No, it still does.
I thought they had shut it off from traffic completely so that because there's too many freaking people crawling around in there.
Nope, I was just out there last year. I drove right through.
Okay.
Well,
Mickey proving wrong everything that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in New York a lot, aren't you?
Not anymore, thankfully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like, I just, I.
If I can avoid it, I absolutely
yeah,
avoid it.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things, like, I've gone, like, I've been there a couple times, it's just one of those things, like, I don't even like spending too much time there, because it's too crowded, you know what I mean, it's, everybody's in a hurry, and it's just like, oh my god, like, I can't, I would be so stressed living there.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I can't imagine, like, you know, why anybody would want to live in an environment like
Some
that.
Some people like the hustle and the bustle.
Or a lot of them are there acting, theater, things like
yeah,
that. That's a lot of it.
You gotta be there.
All that stuff happens.
Like,
there.
Murderer's cousin is currently living out there to go to college, and we were discussing, I guess Murderer was not aware, how many theaters there are in the theater district.
In New York? Yeah. There's hundreds.
Like, yeah.
I did, like, all these years of me talking about doing theater and movies and stuff, like, it never occurred to me he was not aware of, like, how compact it is there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How much work there can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Number three, Mickey. Plymouth Rock.
Oh, so close.
Plymouth Rock.
No.
Say it right.
Plymouth is the town here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and it's Plymouth Rock.
So, Plymouth Rock. This goes on to say, the whole area around Plymouth Harbor is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You would agree with that?
Yeah.
So, of course, this is in Massachusetts, which is where Mickey's from. It's her stomping grounds.
Tis.
Her DNA is all over that town. And, but the rock itself is literally just a rock.
Yes, it is.
It is not even a large, impressive rock. It is just a small rock surrounded by bars, so you can't even touch it because too many people probably tried over the years or tried to steal it.
The bars have not always been there. Like, when I was a kid, that was a school field trip pretty much every year.
Yeah.
And it didn't used to, but I also remember us being allowed to climb on it.
Right.
So, yeah, they put a stop to that.
It probably started eroding.
Yes.
It's like in the water, isn't it? Like, the water can wash
close.
Up and hit it.
Yeah, it's certain times it can, but it's not always in the water.
Didn't I read somewhere, too, that they're not even sure if Plymouth Rock is the actual rock that the the pilgrims were referring to? Like, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
And so somebody at some point just said, this is it!
That rock!
Yeah, that's the one! And they just went with it after that.
Why not? It makes people happy.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Keep them a part of reality. But yeah, again, probably just a hack touristy freaking thing. Like, come take the picture of the stupid rock in the cage.
Yeah.
Great. Number two, Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
The entire thing.
You see, yes. I loved Las Vegas. I've only been there twice.
Now, have you gone since you've been sober?
No.
Mm.
But I think I would enjoy it in a different way. The food.
Right. There's a lot of
food. There's like Wolfgang Pucks out there.
There's a lot of entertainment.
And a lot of entertainment. Yeah. I think I would enjoy that aspect of it now.
Yeah, especially like you've got like the Sphere out there now with like cool stuff happens there. There's golfing.
Yeah, they
you
have
can
cool
do.
Stuff out there and a U2 concert.
Right, yeah. There's cool stuff, and then there's you too.
Yeah.
But don't let that discourage you, because cool things still happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, there's you said the eating, there's, you know...
You're stuck inside 90% of the day, because it is too hot to be outside!
That's true, too. Yeah.
Well, it is a desert.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I would imagine, like, there's a lot of, probably, like... desperate people around because they lost their ass at the casinos.
Yeah, no. I mean, I haven't been out there in quite a few years, but it wasn't too bad.
Like somebody, there are legends of like people who go out there, play at the casinos, lose everything,
sure.
and then can't leave.
Yeah.
So they're trapped there and they're just like, they just become a part of the landscape. It says here, everything is overpriced. You have to deal with a lot of drunk people. If you love it, keep going. But if gambling and nightlife aren't your thing, you're not missing a lot.
Right.
The thing about everything's overpriced, I don't like that being one of the reasons because every place you go is overpriced.
Any tourist place.
Any vacation you go to is overpriced.
Specifically any destination.
And you have to realize they're in a desert. So yes, they're going to charge $8 for a bottle of water, not because of, you know... revenue, but because they literally have to get it imported because they don't have enough water.
There's nothing for 40 miles.
Yeah.
You can wander off outside the city limits and die of exposure instantly.
Yeah.
See, I've actually never been.
It's fun.
Hell on Earth and I have talked about maybe going. I don't know.
It's a sensory overload.
It absolutely is.
See, the thing is, though, I always heard that going to Vegas is actually surprisingly inexpensive because they want to get people in to blow their money at the casinos.
No, I meant it's just a sensory overload. Like, everything hits you. But, yeah, now this is back when I was just getting out of high school. I mean, I was just 21.
Right.
So, it cost us, I want to say, about $500, and we got plane there and to and back,
right,
and hotel,
okay,
for 5 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that flies in the face of the first point here, which is that everything is overpriced.
Everything outside of that is overpriced.
Oh, okay, so getting there easy, but once you're there, it's like you're spending an arm and a leg if you want to do anything of substance. Besides, like, I don't know if the casinos out there still do free drinks.
Probably.
Isn't prostitution legal there, too?
No.
It's not?
That is a myth. Outside of Las Vegas, there's different cities that have legalized prostitution. Mm. In Las Vegas itself, at least the last time I checked, they are completely illegal.
Interesting.
So there you go.
But you just got to drive like 5 miles down the road.
Pretty much.
Into the desert.
I mean, it happens still. But...
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it happens around here.
It's Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sold myself before. It's fine. You know, you gotta make those ends meet somehow. Mm. Literally and figuratively. Like financially and, you know, physically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And number one, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
You have to travel a long way to go see it. It's in the Dakotas. There's nothing
else. Yeah, there's
else
nothing
there
else.
There is
corn. There's so much corn.
Is there corn? I thought it was just like rocks.
Well, I mean, there's rocks there, but like driving in Dakota, it's corn.
Yeah, it's just all corn, and then the farmland gives way to just barren, rocky earth because it's a blasted wasteland. And then, oh, look, a tiny hill with faces carved into it.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing. Like, you see it in movies or in pictures or whatever. It looks a lot bigger than it actually is. It's not that large.
No.
I didn't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, most people's first impression is that it's a lot smaller than they thought. And then, like I said, just the travel out there to get to it is a huge
pain. I mean, if you
like
driving and you like being out in nature, it's fun. But there's literally nothing.
That mountain is also, like, allegedly, from what I understand, I could be wrong about this, it is or was sacred to the Native Americans. So the
probably
fact that, like, we just took it and we're like, we're going to carve the leaders of our country's faces into
right
it just as an FU to you. It's like, wow. Like, that kind of colors it into a not good thing.
Yeah, welcome to our whole country.
Yeah. You're not wrong. But, you know, it's given us, lot of things like cell phones and social media and DoorDash. Yeah. Like, you know, all of these things came from America.
Yeah, God bless America.
You're welcome, rest of the world. World War II would have killed all of you if it wasn't for us.
Hell yeah.
Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Own those victories, man. You're welcome. So, yeah, so that's the thing. Those are the top five.
Was there more to that list?
There's two more spots that just missed the top five. The Hollywood Walk of Fame in L.A.
Yes, because it's terrifying.
Yeah.
You go at night, you're going to die. Yeah. Or get robbed.
It's in the worst part of that city.
They even told us when we got there, don't go after dark.
Absolutely.
That's awful. And Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Again, drinking or sober?
Sober and drinking.
Okay.
So both. I was there once, but I enjoyed it sober and drinking. What I loved about it was the music.
Oh, yeah,
there's music all over the
place. The street performers were better than some of the people you hear on the radio.
Oh, sure.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I know of a person who regularly goes to New Orleans, and she thinks it's the friggin' bee's knees. Like, she loves it.
I mean,
it
it's
down
beautiful.
There.
It is very nice.
And the food is so good.
Right.
Cajun but, like, food. You know, there's more than just Bourbon Street.
Mickey, you were going to add one to this list, though, so that's...
Salem.
You see, Proofreader wants to go there. We've never been.
I tell everybody this. Go between, like, now and September.
I would say before August, even,
No, because schools start late. Mm. That's always been a thing. When I moved out here, I realized, like, Pennsylvania schools start really early. Massachusetts schools usually start late. So you're not dealing with the touristy kids because they do their school field trips. You're not dealing with extra tourists. Like, you still get to enjoy everything because everything's open. But, yeah, those 2 months, that's... No.
I'm going to go on Halloween.
Go for it. Have fun. Be stuck in a massive crowd of people and not be able to do anything.
I'll crowd surf.
Well, that was like, yeah, there you go. I saw that, like, because, like, somebody a year or two ago had a thing that they shared on social media, and it was pictures of, conveniently, there were no people in the pictures, but it was pictures of, like, different scenery and different restaurants and places in Salem around Halloween time. Mm-hmm. You know, and it looked really nice. It was all very...
It's a beautiful city. Yeah, they're very historical, and they're forced to be that way, so it's very expensive to live there.
But, like, the decorations were top-notch. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it literally looked like you were walking into a Halloween ghost story or something like that. Like, really, really well done. And a person was like, oh, I would love to go to Salem for Halloween. And then, like, a lot of people in, like, the original post were commenting, like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, like, you can't get into anything. Everything is a line. There's a line for
Correct.
Lines for lines. Like, just don't even bother. It's just a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not fun living there, growing up there. Like, you, as somebody who's from the area and friends that live in that area, like, we disperse come, like, September, October. We're like, see ya, bye!
Flee to New Hampshire!
Yeah.
Flee anywhere! Flee as fast as you can!
People in New Hampshire don't like the transplants.
I can't imagine, because they're like, yeah, go back to your freaking spooky
town. Yeah, you go deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the top five. If you have any that you would add, listener, I mean, we'll revisit this. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next is that new trend. What are these gift registries for? Maybe surprised. You'll probably be depressed.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
I mean, surprise. That's what this is about. Some HuffPost. Some people have an unspoken rule where they only do an online gift registry for someone once. So there's no gift when that person is on their second, third, or eighth wedding. But there's something else to consider. There may be a new trend of people posting an online registry specifically for their divorce.
I don't disagree with this.
I don't understand. I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, what is it now? Like, more than one in every two marriages end in divorce.
Yeah, it's more than 50%.
Yeah, it's higher than that. So with that said, there's, you know, a lot of people have engagement parties. A lot of people have wedding parties. why aren't there divorce parties? Because, I mean, I know it's like a, it's a bad event. Like, you know, a lot of people don't like...
Because you failed.
Yeah, well, it's not fun. But here's the thing, though. It's not like, it's not like it was back in the...
Oh, no.
50s or 60s or whatever, when it was like faux pas. And now it's like, it literally happens all the time.
Right.
So it's like, it's virtually almost as frequent as weddings.
Yeah, no,
and
absolutely.
And it's like, I don't understand. Like, granted, like I said, it's a laborious process. It's expensive. It's not necessarily enjoyable. And there's certainly circumstances where it's outright traumatizing.
Right.
But at the same time, for the people where it's just like, where there isn't much going on, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, we just decided we're over.
But
why not celebrate your respective freedom? And
but
being...
even if it were traumatizing or a bad situation, like for somebody going through a divorce that needs to be uplifted, having a party about it,
sure,
you know,
hey, you're free.
Right.
Yeah, you're
you know,
out.
That would
it's,
help
it's
that
over.
Situation. Yeah. And like, I look at one of my friends who's currently going through a divorce. The process takes months,
yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with, you know, years of financial getting tied together and trying to separate that and just trying to separate yourself from that person. Like, it's a process. So, like, yeah, it would probably be fun for them to have a little party to, like, enjoy the fact that it's done, it's over,
right.
And they can move on.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it personally just because I think I'd just be like, nah, I think once it's over for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could see it how, I mean, like my parents' divorce, it seemed to take forever.
Yeah.
And granted, it might have been one of those weird time dilation things, like when you're a kid, everything seems to go slower,
mm-hmm.
You know, like the years take longer than they do when you're an adult. But that seemed to take forever. But like, here's the thing, like, you know, I've seen divorces, like, just in the last couple of years, I've had, you know, I had a friend who went through a divorce, and that was like, that seemed to take like the better part of a year.
Yeah.
But then there was another one that happened within my family, and that one took like less than less than 2 months.
They might have had it figured out.
It was
beforehand.
Just like, bam and gone.
Right.
It was just over. It was so fast. And
they,
I was like,
they
whoa!
May have had a plan.
Yeah, maybe.
Just in case.
I mean, it's possible.
Not even that. But again, like, the major factor is, you know, were your finances tied together? Did you own a lot of things together? That's
yeah.
where the process
yeah.
becomes long.
Are there kids?
You gotta,
is there visitation?
Right.
What's the who's got possession of the whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Who gets the house? Who gets the car? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why just, you know, don't.
Don't you know. Get married.
There you go. That's the lesson to be learned. Just don't get married.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Saves a whole lot of headache.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't work out, you just throw the other one out.
Yep.
And you're done. And nothing's tied to anything.
Yep.
It's finished. Just get them off the lease and you're done. it's over. So yeah, there is a new trend of people doing this. The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time of a split. That's true too.
Yep.
Especially because these things cost thousands and thousands of dollars. There's a good chance that they'll only have half of their stuff, appliances, tools, furnishings, other everyday supplies, maybe even less,
because
I think a lot of that stuff is purchased after you move in. Like,
right.
At this point, like, you know, Hello Nurse and I are never going to get divorced, but I mean, we're, you know.
Hey, never say never.
You know what? He's right. Think positive.
Think positive.
Everybody's been telling me that. I said it at the top of the show. I believe it can happen.
I'm
yeah.
not sure that that's a positive thing.
I can't wait to tell her after we're done recording.
Oh, no.
Honey, guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, though, like, most of the, like, virtually everything that we have was purchased after we got
right.
married. Like, we had a couple of pieces of furniture that came from her apartment. I didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
I still lived at home up until we got married. So it was like, all my stuff, you know, I had literally, I had a TV stand. I think
Woo!
That was all I brought with me was a TV stand and my CDs. That's all. And my stereo over there. That's it. She brought a couple pieces of furniture, you know, but we bought, like, books, you know, all the appliances, like, we're here in the house. Like, we bought, like, plates and memorabilia
mm-hmm.
and televisions and computers. All these things have been bought. Cars.
Together.
Together since
yep.
we've been together, you know? So it's like, dividing those assets would be a nightmare.
Yep.
Because there's literally nothing that I think either of us individually own.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both on the mortgage, too.
Right.
So it's like, well, you know, yeah, there's nothing that one of us can say definitively, this is mine.
Yeah.
So it's that would be a lot of fun.
And it
through.
Also depends on what state you're in, too, because there's alimony payments.
that can take a huge chunk. You know, so not only do you only get half of your stuff, but
you only get half of your own money.
Right, you only get half of your own money because somebody's saying like, oh, well, they made more than me. You know, it just, yeah, it could be a not fun process.
I mean, I think, yeah. I've never gone through it and I never will, so I can't really comment on
never
it. It's not
say
my
never, man. Just,
Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll get to go through a divorce.
Yeah.
It'll be a great experience. I'll be able to add it to my bucket list.
Well, we'll have a divorce party for
you. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
we'll have a registry.
Yeah, perfect. Some people think it's a great idea and argue it's even more helpful than providing newly married couples with stuff, since they may already have two versions of things anyway, like coffee makers, couches, etc., from their previous homes. Again, unless you're me and you lived on the ground before you got married. But others are not fans. Some say they've already supported the marriage and the pregnancies. And if it doesn't work out, that's the purpose of spousal support. One person joked, you broke it, you buy it.
I agree.
What's Lee, you're not totally on board with this?
No, the idea of like because here's the thing. You did. You put in all this money to go to their wedding, to give them a gift, to helping them, like they said, with kids and like their birthdays and everything like that. So now, because you guys aren't happy, I have to get you a gift?
No, you don't have to.
No, but it's implied. If everybody else gets them a gift, then you're like, I'm the awful friend then. It's like,
I'll be the awful friend.
Yeah, I think I would be. Because, again, okay, so you couldn't work things out. Why should you get rewarded for that?
Again, some situations,
okay, maybe there's
massively
some,
change.
Maybe some instances the person got screwed, but if it's just a regular divorce, no.
I would. My argument would be like, I get to an extent what he's saying.
Oh, no,
like,
I absolutely.
I don't think you're celebrating that it didn't work out. I think this would be more of the kind of thing like this is meant to help the person who is getting out of this start over,
right?
That, you know, to help them get off on the right foot now that they've, you know, now that they're free from the ball and chain.
I don't know. It reminds me too much of a GoFundMe for somebody who doesn't need it.
Isn't that what all gift registries are?
Yeah, but at least you're celebrating something. This is something depressing. Well, maybe for some.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I already said my piece.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I can see the merit in both. There's only one way to know. And that's for me to get divorced and set this up and see how well it goes.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one here that's actually married. So, I'm the only one who could go through it.
Yeah. Stunt.
Hell on Earth is going to be really excited to hear about
this. Show stunt.
It's good. I like it. We'll record the reaction.
Yeah. We'll record the reactions of everybody.
Let us know what you think. freaks@freakaccident.com. Our listener active is up next. What kind of robot hand do you want?
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
I'll get you, Gadget.
I'm actually surprised that something like this doesn't exist already. Like, the prosthetics have come a long way technologically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even remember a couple years ago seeing a thing about how they had developed a prosthetic that actually interfaces with your nervous system, so you can move it with your brain like you would a normal limb.
Hmm.
And it also provides sensory feedback to your nervous system so you could regain
Feel
your sense of touch with
that's
it.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So literally, like,
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm saying, man, like, just take my brain and put it in a cyborg body.
That's not going to solve any problems.
No, but it'll make me incredibly powerful, and then the world is in trouble. This was originally on Reddit.
Okay.
So the question was, over 5,000 people were involved in this, by the way.
Excellent.
Your non-dominant hand, specifically.
Okay.
Is replaced by a robotic hand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my right hand, it's my left hand.
Same.
Okay. Mickey, you're right-handed.
I am.
Okay. What gadget would you include in your robot hand? So not only are you getting robot hand, but you're getting Gadget to go into it too. So you have an additional function besides it just being
a hand.
Yeah. So this is the question.
I just don't know, because I think that's such a traumatizing thing, thinking about losing my hand.
But then I get to get it back with extra stuff. I'm going to go with my fingers like a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, okay. So each finger
has something.
She found the loophole. Because then you get multiple things on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay with that as an answer. My answer is going to be simple. Gun. Done. I want to be able to shoot bullets out of it.
All right, Terminator.
Yeah.
See, I just can't come up with one. I am at a loss on what I would put on my hand.
Or knife hand. Even better.
Can opener. I don't know.
That's a good answer. That's a decent answer. Like, think about it. What's something that, like, you wish you had with you all of the time? Like,
coffee any pot. Kind of
there you go. Coffee maker in his robot.
That's not a terrible idea either.
It really isn't, actually.
There you go.
Flashlight, I think, comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can just shoot a beam out of one of your hands or something like that.
Be a laser pointer for a finger.
Yeah. I would, you know what? I don't need gun, okay? But give me the ability to fire my fist off of it like a rocket and just like, you know.
All right.
Like, yeah, like, did Voltron used to do that? He used to launch the fist?
I forget who did it.
There was one of those old school, like, big robots. It might have been a Power Ranger.
Wasn't it a little boxing game with two robots and the little arm, little hands used to shoot
off? Well, the
head
would pop up.
Oh, the head popped
That's how,
up.
Yeah, you're thinking of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
There we go, yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, maybe that. So maybe not gun, but give me rocket fist.
Okay.
I'll take that. So we did have some reactions from listeners. I had it and I lost it. It was right there and now it's gone.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't plan this. I literally had the thing there.
And then it ran away.
Yeah. I'm clicking. Okay, we're back. All right. So answer from Mary. A spork.
Just a spork.
Why not?
I mean, it works as a spoon and a fork.
Yeah, really. That covers two utensil.
It does.
Needs. That's good. Or a taser.
That is two very different things.
Yeah.
That's quite a decision.
That actually spun my head completely around like Reagan in The Exorcist. I'm just like, wow.
A spork or a taser?
Yeah, spork. Oh, that's not innocent. Yeah, you know, like I could see like you got to get like, you got to eat. Yeah. Everybody's got to eat it. Or taser. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Those are some options. Emily says a stretchy arm like Inspector Gadget.
All right.
I mean,
that's
really handy if you're a short person.
Absolutely.
I can't get the thing on the shelf. Go Gadget hand. Easy. Easy. And it's still a robot hand, don't forget. So, like,
right.
It can still do a lot of, like, really cool things. We had another one that said a magnifying glass that can change intensity. Now, like, that you're, like, inventing something that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah,
but
that
I kind of am into it, though.
But that doesn't count.
Well, like robot hands don't technically exist either.
It's kind of like bifocals.
You're kind of like bifocals.
Oh, damn. Bring the heat.
Well, this person says adamantium claws. It's like Wolverine.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Adamantium isn't a thing that's real, but...
why aren't these people going for real things?
That's a good question. This person says flashlight, which is what we suggested. Somebody responded to that and said, I thought you said fleshlight for a second.
Oh, no.
Well.
Technically, not a bad thing.
Neither bad, both real.
Here's the thing. My left hand is, in fact, my non-dominant hand. However, it is the primary utilization for that activity. It is the primary limb that I use. So I'm going to have to upgrade that thing somehow to accommodate the fact that I got to keep the trend going. You know, that's not a terrible idea.
I mean,
do I get to morph it into whatever I want it to be like?
I got nothing.
Gadget machete arm. This person says that's
all
a
right.
Good idea. Somebody else with a similar thing to me. Integrated machine gun. I like it. How come nobody picked the R2-D2 screwdriver thing? because like there's no interface for that in the real world.
Yeah, that's it would work for nothing.
Yeah, this is again lazy E saying, why aren't you people thinking real practical applications? You're all living in a novel somewhere.
Yeah, because it really, the question wasn't hard. It said, what is the gadget?
I know. It does your taxes for you.
But that's not real.
That's not a gadget. It's just, that's a, I don't know, it's almost like a wish upon a star kind of thing.
Just saying, because taxes are going to come up eventually, so.
It always comes up with other. Incidentally, it didn't come up. Those are the main, the big feedback, the big comments that we got from people. But that was like, yeah, taxes wasn't mentioned at all. Go figure. Back on Reddit, we had additional feedback, though, from people from the original post who were saying a flashlight in the palm. Okay, like Iron Man
right.
kind of thing. An integrated smartphone with touchscreen. That just, you already have a phone that's in your pocket all the time. Have a little bit of imagination.
But I mean, if it's part of the arm and you don't have to put it in your pocket anymore.
But like, it's like,
that gives you more pocket room.
That is such a non-inconvenient thing, and you're missing out on the opportunity to have something really cool. Like Rocket Fist. Because I'd rather my phone that I already have with me all the time to just be embedded into the hand. That's stupid. That's dumb. Powered screwdrivers on fingertips.
I agree.
It's kind of like the
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. Oh, man, you can give people T-twisters all the time.
Back scratcher.
Oh, that's it. I changed my answer.
That's the one. That's the
yes!
one. Nothing else matters. How it's the worst thing when you're trying to reach back there and get that thing, then you got to find a corner to rub on. You know what I mean?
You're like a cat.
Or like at work, I use the reach tool to get back there as a back scratcher because I'm like, I did that the one day, and our supervisor was like,
"What are you doing?"
No, he was like, "That's actually the smartest thing I've seen anybody do here." And I'm like, "You're right. Yeah, that's damn right." retractable claws like Wolverine. A lot of people like that idea. And number five is super strong grip. So, I don't know, I guess, like, it's just hydraulic grip. Like, you know, I can
better
grab
watch out if that's the hand you use.
My thought exactly.
Yeah, no, don't flip that. Yeah, or just be very cognizant of where the switch is to turn on super strong grip.
Yep.
Oh, rip it right off.
Yeah, otherwise I'm turning into pudding. That's it. That super strong grip was the top answer.
Then you can open your pickle jar.
I could do that anyway.
Most people can't.
I'm a man. I know how to do it.
Hey, you knock it against the...
I don't even need to do that.
I do.
I twist with all my might, and if it doesn't come, I drop it and say, oh, no.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said! Yeah, Wolverine claws are the only real superhero-level choices that make sense, but the claws didn't come in second. 20% would rather have a smartphone hand. That's stupid. And the Wolverine claws were next, then flashlight screwdrivers, and so on. So,
more practical stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you want. You want something that you're actually going to get use out of.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I joke about Rocket Fist. I think that would be cool. But at the same time, like, it would probably still be assault if I used it on people.
Yep.
It would be assault.
I mean, I dream of a world where I'm not a pacifist and I'm just, like, raining blows down upon everyone that pisses me
off.
Well,
if your hand flew off, you would be a pacifist.
Pacifist into your face. let us know what you think, though, if you didn't get your chance to get involved, freaks@afreakaccident.com or on social media. Whatever. We're all over these places. Next, we've got these great insults that Vicky's going to start using on people that apparently don't sound insulting. This should be fun.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/afreakaccidentpodcast.
You're so stupid. You're so dumb. You have a really very smelly bum. I don't like you. You smell like poop. Guess what? You are such a loser. Guess it's time.
Mickey's new hit single is now available on iTunes and Spotify. So this is an interesting thing. This was also on Reddit. Okay, so sometimes it's necessary to take somebody down a peg or two.
Yeah,
it's Mickey's favorite thing to do.
It is
to humble people. She likes to put them right in their place. If you don't want to sound overly offensive, though, you may want to use a little nuance.
I'm not sure. But let's see.
Yeah, because you're really like, you love that just plain.
Blunt. Yes. I like to be blunt.
Yeah, yeah. Just the oozing sarcasm and everything that goes yeah. with it. Well, in this Reddit thread, people were talking about their favorite insults that don't necessarily sound offensive. And here were 10 favorites that were compiled from this original thread. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Number 10 is really good.
Well, let's hear it.
Start at number 10, working our way up. Your teacher always handed your test back face down, didn't she?
That would take... See, what I like about that is it would take the person long enough to think about it that you could get away before they hit you.
Yep. Right, yeah. Yeah. You'd have to be smart to get that. Even.
Yeah.
I feel like this is something that murderer would use more often than not.
Oh, okay. Well, he works with a lot of, like, people with rocks in their heads, doesn't he?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. I know historically he does. I don't know about yeah. his current situation. Maybe the people there can actually add. But I know in his past position, there were people who believed in things like Flat Earth and a bunch of other mm-hmm. random nonsense.
They haven't cropped up yet.
Maybe they know better here.
Maybe.
They at least have better manners. They don't just say this crap out loud. Number 9, I admire your enthusiasm.
Oh, I've definitely used that one.
That is such a slap in the face.
It's so subtle, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you know, you're not good at this. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, this is terrible. But I admire your enthusiasm.
Yep.
Oh, I like that one. This next one is just that. If anybody said this to me, I would be emotionally crippled for the rest of my life. I mean, I already am for a number yeah. of reasons. But this would be like the final dagger in the heart.
Target set.
So there you go. Oh, now I see what everyone's talking about.
Oh,
I've used that on people before, too. Oh.
That would make me question, then, what do they mean? And my mind would just start racing.
That's what I mean. Who's everyone? It's crippling. It yeah. is absolutely... Yeah.
What are they saying? Oh, my God.
That's definitely one of those ones where somebody peed me off enough that I was like, okay, you need to be brought way down.
Yeah. That is a rocket fist to the kneecap is what that is of my soul. The kneecap of my soul.
To anybody, really.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, who says trousers anymore? This is like an old...
Oh,
this,
boy.
This must be from the elder times. Yeah. You're all mouth but no trousers.
That doesn't even make sense.
All mouth but no trousers.
That's what I mean. This meant something to somebody in the 40s or something like that.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
It's almost like saying your mouth's writing checks that your ass can't cash.
Yeah, kind of,
but in a more confusing way.
Yeah.
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 All mouth but no trousers. Nobody wears trousers anymore. Although, no, trousers are just pants, right? It's just a different word for pants.
Yeah.
So all mouth, no pants?
I love not wearing pants. Yeah. I spend as much time as possible not wearing pants. Right
it
now.
Is the word is trousers, right? Like it wasn't like supposed to be something else and they misspelled.
It says trousers.
Okay.
I'm only reading what's there. I can't shepherd these people through the valley of freaking
making sure you're reading it right.
Yeah, good English.
You know, things go awry sometimes.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yeah.
There oh, now I see what everybody's talking about. I just sigh and say, "Oh, sweetie," or the Southern classic, "Bless your heart."
"Bless your heart" is my favorite.
Is it?
I don't use it, but I love when people use it that are from the South because it is just like, it's a hard hit.
Yeah, because they have that face, too. Like,
it's kind of right up there with "I admire your enthusiasm."
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is.
You're trying so hard, yeah. And isn't that just lovely?
And they say it with a smile.
Good
they
spirit.
They always say it with a smile.
Yeah, yeah. Wisdom has been chasing you, but you've always been faster.
See, that one makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's poetic. Yeah. It's like philosophical and it's funny.
Yes.
And it's true. I like this next one a lot. Number 4. It's impossible to underestimate you.
Ooh.
Again, a thinker.
There are some people at work that I'd like to
yes.
use that one on. And that's both jobs, too. The part-time job and in real estate. I just feel like, man, it is impossible to underestimate you, isn't it? Oof. Oof. I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence.
That's my favorite.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
Right along with I admire your enthusiasm.
The top two are interesting. Number two is, that sounds like something you'd say.
Oh, I've definitely used that one.
And then number one, what an odd thing to say aloud.
Ooh, that one might be my favorite.
I actually used something similar to a couple of weeks ago. Hello Nurse and I were at a dinner with family, right? It was like a family dinner. And there's a particular member of the family who tends to have word vomit. Mm. Like they the words flow faster than the brain.
Yep.
And he came off with something that I can't even repeat. Like, he just came, he was going on and on about something, and then, like, he just popped off with this statement, and like, the whole table, like, went quiet, and I just went, whew, that's a sentence. Yeah. And my father-in-law lost his mind laughing.
Good way to break the ice.
It's like, that's a sentence. I just can't, like, that, you really said that.
Out loud.
You just said that with your mouth out loud. Like, that wasn't inside.
Yeah, that was right there.
That came out. Like,
Yeah, those are things we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, no. Do any of us here have something?
I'm not smart enough to come up with those kinds of things.
I appreciate that you do let your limitations affect your confidence.
Yeah.
That's respectable. I appreciate
it. You got to know your limitations.
Yeah, yeah.
Know where you're at.
Yeah, that, yeah. Well, listener, if you'd like to add one, though, freaksatafreakaccident.com. That is our email, which we use for you to communicate anything to us. So if you're sending us an insult that doesn't sound offensive.
Even anonymously.
What was that word?
Even anonymously.
It sounded like she said anonymously.
So,
yeah, if you're sending that, if you're sending something that you see on the internet that you want us to talk about, if you want to insult us,
yeah,
freaks@afreakaccident.com. Of course, you know the website then. It's afreakaccident.com. That's letter A, freakaccident.com. And we've got every episode we've ever recorded in the podcast section. So, like, if you're looking for something way back, it may not be on Spotify, but you can find it on the website.
Yep.
And you can download it for free, no problem. We've got our shop with some t-shirts to buy. You can request free stickers in the shop, too. Yeah, I said free. You just got to fill out the form and easy. You can also visit the Connect section, which has links to all of our social media profiles. Of course, wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Spotify, if it's Google Podcasts, I think is gone away or it's going away. Now it's going to be YouTube Podcast or something like that. I don't know
anymore.
Wherever you get the damn things from, some people still use iTunes. Just look us up, subscribe to us so you get new shows automatically, and
A Freak Accident Podcast.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, basically all over the place. And like I said, you can just wow, Google just started talking to me because I said Google and it's like it was just trying to look up a freak accident on my phone. Yeah, that, and leave us a good review, though. So when you subscribe, also leave us a good review. And make sure you subscribe, too, because next week we'll be back with a brand new episode and another listener active.
Yes.
What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you accept?
Oh, so much.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Mm. This is going to be really, really good. And another reason you should come back next week, I was given a bit of good news by the bounty hunter I hired. A package will be delivered.
Kara sucks.
We'll leave it at that. Come back next week. It's going to be a good time. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you then for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
And then a freak accident happens.
Oh, Crisco, I admire your enthusiasm.
Thanks.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.